A celebration of arts and culture has returned to the Idea Exchange for 3 weeks of color, creativity, and community during the annual Culture Days event from September 23 to October 16. Idea Exchange and Cambridge Art Galleries are hosting free, in-person, and online events including workshops, exhibitions, author talks, and more. During Culture Days, the City of Cambridge and Cambridge Centre for the Arts, CCA, invites residents to explore our cultural spaces and take part in events to celebrate arts and culture in our community, said Wanda Schaefer-Stilling, Supervisor of Recreation, Arts, Culture and Events for the City of Cambridge. Culture Days are an exciting time to promote the many art and culture programs and events that are happening around our city all year. Culture Days is a national celebration that takes place every September. People are invited to attend free participatory arts and culture events across the country, both in person and online. Programs allow the public to get hands-on and behind-the-scenes experiences to highlight the importance of arts and culture in their communities. The event invites the Cambridge community to explore their artistic interests in the arts and to discover arts and culture in Cambridge. Among the events featured at Culture Days will take place on September 29, where kids can meet author Christy White and characters Jay and Gizmo from The Adventures of Jay and Gizmo. On October 13, local author Tanis McDonald will read from and discuss her new book Straggle, Adventures in Walking While Female. And on October 14, the Idea Exchange brings back its popular pumpkin carving contest with 3 age categories, including adults. From September 17 to November 30, Eating the Other is a group exhibition that elaborates on the relationships between food, race, and belonging through distinct artworks and public programming. The exhibition features 4 artists, Molly J.F. Caldwell, Rajashree Goody, Gabrielle Paré, and Elise Zorlutuna, who will share projects emerging out of diverse cultural sites of food production and consumption. Now in its 19th year, Fiberworks was established to recognize the regional textile industry that once flourished along the Grand River. This exhibition has also played a critical role in the development of Cambridge Art Gallery's permanent collection of contemporary Canadian fiber art. People can view Fiberworks 2022 until October 8. The exhibition is juried by Yasmin Nemet Allah and Hitoko Okada. This year, the jury received submissions from over 250 artists from across Canada. Of these, 13 artists selected for exhibition. Culture Days are an exciting time to promote the many art and culture programs and events that are happening around our city all year, Schaefer-Stilling said. These experiences are vital as they bring our community together to appreciate the arts as they foster social inclusion and civic pride. For more information about Culture Days in Cambridge, visit here.